Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Live cattle futures today were slightly under pressure, down 20 in the August at 136.57. October live cattle, 50 lower at 142.12. December's down 22 at 148.27. April, way out there, 155.87, down 2 cents. It could be where a market does get higher, but it gets higher not because the futures go up, but as the August rolls off the board, the next month out is higher. For instance, August 136.57 will expire at the end of this month. October, the next month out, is 142, December 148, Feb 152, and so on. So next spring, April, 155 are already there. Feeder cattle are down $1.52 in August at 178.12. September's down $1.65 at 181.45. October's $1.27 lower at 184.20. November 87 lower at 186.07. The market at one point earlier today was actually higher for feeder cattle, but then as the one point mid morning corn bumped up just a hair and that sold them off, and then it also coincided with what happened when Nancy Pelosi landed over in Taiwan. I don't know the direct correlation between the two, but that seems to be when the feeder cattle market got weaker. August hogs today down 60 at 119.85.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain futures market, weaker across the board. We had corn anywhere from 11 to 16 cents lower. September, the front month, down 15 and three quarters, settling at 591 and a quarter. December corn down 15 and a half at 594 and a half. The two, SEP and DEASE, are only 3 cents apart, which is tighter than normal. Went back and looked over the last 20 or so years, and normally we're at 7 to 10 cents. And that spread has actually been where September was over December. So continue to watch that. The beans today, 18 to 25 lower. November new crop down 19 and a half at 1386 and a half. Chicago wheat 23 to 25 lower. Kansas City wheat 23 to 24 lower. The cotton futures today actually higher. December up 75 at 94.81. The crop progress report showed actually a slight improvement for the corn and bean conditions. That was a bit of a surprise. The trade had been talking about this dome of doom heat that was hitting all this week up there in the Midwest, but the crop actually improved a little bit. So I believe the crop is out there. It's not maybe a record crop, but there is still a pretty sizable crop, and the market's reflecting that. We also saw that Pelosi landed in Taiwan today, and kind of the market's waiting around to see what kind of repercussions or escalations or retaliations that the Chinese do at this point.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.